I've always been concerned about the move of the spirit more than I have been what I might do. But I kind of got concerned lately about some things that God's really been dealing with me with. And I want to thank you, Brother Larry, for this opportunity today to share it with you. I want you to be praying today, and I hope that we can grasp what we want to grasp. I don't know what they done with my rope. They moved it the other day, and I had Brother Larry to hunt it up. Bring it up here and throw it down right up here if you don't care, Brother Larry. We appreciate what God's doing, what He's going to do, what He is doing, what He's going to do if we allow Him to do it. But circumstances absolutely makes cases. And we need to know. We need to know the gifts of God and the callings of God in this very hour that we live. I tell you, I appreciate what's been going on. Amen. But God's been dealing with me. He showed me some things. And over the period of 50 years, I've saw a lot of things happen. I've saw a lot of things come and go. And I've learned a lot along the way. And I don't know it all yet. Not before. And I'm still learning. But folks, I know this. That if the old timers had to get a hold of God to howl conviction and to howl church, that the church today has got to go back to the same old path and get the same thing. Somebody said, "Preacher, I don't necessarily like to hear it mentioned." I know that. I know that there's something within our people today that they'd rather talk about something else than to talk about God. Now, not all of them, but part of them. You'll find somebody once in a while, amen, that's got a hold of God enough that they appreciate a subject on the Word of God. But you find many people that doesn't. I might go back just a little before I read. I'm going to read here pretty quick. I can remember when the church began to slip out, or the Spirit began to slip out of the churches. I was there, Brother Hill. I was alone all over this country, here and there, in old tents. Amen. Trying to serve God. Many times we had struggles because the churches didn't understand us. They thought we was out trying to take somebody's church. No, sir. No, ma'am. Hallelujah. But we was there because God had put us there. Amen. On the field. Desire. They called us a unity preacher. They called us the preacher. Amen. They're just trying to unify everybody and get everybody unified. Amen. To destroy the church. No, Brother Hill, that wasn't the point. Amen. God placed a burden on our heart. Amen. To be interested. When God called me, He said, "Help everybody that you can help." Amen. I remained in that. I prayed. I sought God for a long time before I really got the answer. I was just a young man, and I sought God. Amen. And I finally come to that place. I was being fought by different preachers, different churches, different places. And that's kind of hard on a young preacher. Amen. When churches fight. Amen. I'd go in communities, get a group. We'd go in there, get a group of people saved. Next year we went back. There wouldn't be one of them attend that meeting if the pastor could keep them attending. And the devil finally said to me, he said, "Why don't you just give up and go build a church right in the front yard?" I said, "That wasn't what God called me to do. And I ain't going to do it. I could have done it." I had people to come to me and say, "We'll build a church if you'll just say you won't have to drive a nail. We'll build a church." I said, "That ain't what God called me for. God's called me into this thing to help churches. Amen. Not to build churches." Amen. I don't know why I'm going through this. We're going to try to preach to you. But I begin to see some things happening. Brother Hill, you was along about that time. You know what I'm talking about. He's one that I'm sure knows what I'm talking about. I begin to see the Spirit of God begin to slip out of the churches. And it grieved me. It grieved me. Now, if those folks had been as spiritual as they ought to have been at that time, they'd have had everybody down there at that tent. But they did not have the discernment to know whether it was good or bad. And therefore, they didn't. Okay, now, so much for that. That's just in one little area in the world. But I want to tell you, Brother Hill, it was all over. The creation was the same thing, where people began to put their finger on the move of God's power. They tried to take what the world called foolishness out of the church. Amen. And when they tried to get that out, they got the real thing out. They didn't know. They had not. They did not have the discernment to know. Many of them was going after money. Many of them had their eye on a dollar. Amen. And during this time, we had a lot of big-time preachers. Everybody wanting to be a big-time preacher. Everybody trying to step on somebody to put them under. But I'm here to tell you, the spirit by littles begin to leak out. Now you hear what I'm telling you. Amen. I'm telling you, I'm giving you my heart today. It began. You begin to see little churches begin to die, begin to dry up. You begin to see doors closed, Brother Hill, that used to be open. Amen. Thank God. I tell you, folks, the devil's mean. The devil's mean. If we'll allow him to, he'll steal us, he'll rob us. And I'm here to tell you that the church today must have discernment of God. We must have the gifts operating in us to know right from wrong, to know what's around us. Amen. To know what's among us. Amen. He said, know them that labor among you. That didn't mean just know their face either. Amen. But anyway, we want to get back to what we're talking about. And this happened until you couldn't tell Pentecost folk, amen, from anybody else. Why? Amen. Because they had their eye on getting folks that was wealthy, a lot of them in the church, and different things. And this type of people is what pressured the little church. Are you hearing me all right? I wish I had all the people here that's living that I've met in my ministry to preach this message to today. But I don't have them. I'm going to preach it to you. I want you to pass it on to others. Amen. But I kept battling, kept fighting. We kept fighting, saying, God, surely you'll do something. Amen. And I tell you, I feel like, Brother Hill, that it's coming back. Hallelujah to God, to her people. Wants to get out of that mire. Amen. That they've been in. Thank God, and out of that dungeon. I'd like to read the scripture, if you would, today. And we're going to try to get into this thing. Felt like just laying a little groundwork for it today. I tell you, church, it's time to get a hold of something. I said it's time to get a hold of something. Thank God, because there's a lot of folks that don't know what you know already. Amen. And you're supposed to be able to help them. Don't think that you'll have to stand behind the pulpit to do it. Kirby, don't think that you can't do it. God didn't call you for nothing. He called you for something. I said He called you for something. I'd like for you to go with us to the book of Jeremiah. Amen. The book of Jeremiah, chapter 38. Chapter 38 of the book of Jeremiah. Better watch these other preachers have a time with their preachers. Chapter 38. I'd like to read from the fourth verse of chapter 38. Therefore the princes said unto the king, we beseech thee, let this man, talking about Jeremiah, I might go back just a little before we read. Jeremiah was a prophet of God. God had called him, amen, to prophesy to a wicked nation, to a wicked people, wicked kings. And as he began to prophesy, it did not sell well. Amen? Because he reproved them. And it didn't sit well. It didn't take long until they wanted to expose of Jeremiah. So they decided that he's just doing so much damage. The one thing they didn't like, amen, he was cutting their welfare out. They said the people's losing courage. He's prophesying too hard, and they're losing courage. Now I want to compare this, if I might, to the church today, and I want you to pay close attention to it. They said now, the people can't live under this kind of prophecy. In other words, because he's prophesying so hard, they're just getting all upset. They're out of heart. And they can't do what they ought to do. All right. We're going to begin to read here in the fourth verse. And therefore the princes said unto the king, I beseech thee, let this man be put to death. For thou see, he walketh, he weakeneth the people, the hands of the men of war, that he remain in this city, and the hands of the people is speaking, and the people is speaking such words unto them, for this man seeketh not the welfare of the people, that he that the hurt, but the hurt. Then Zedekiah the king said, behold, he is in your hand, for the king is not he. Not he that can do anything against you. Then took they Jeremiah and cast him into the dungeon and Malchus, the son of Hamalek, that was in the court of the prison, and they let down Jeremiah with a cord into the dungeon where was no water but mire. Now, I want you to notice this word mire. They let him down in a dungeon where there was no water. I might state today that that's exactly what's happened to our church. Amen. Thank God, through a misunderstanding or through unbelief, through not knowing what they were doing, amen, begin to water down. Now help me a little. Begin to try to dilute the miracle working power of God and turn it into fables in many places. Amen. Come on, help me. Thank God. Down, 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 down. In the bottom where there was no water. What are we talking about? You take the Spirit of God out of the church, you got a valley of dry bones. You got nothing but water. You got no water, nothing but dust or mire. Now, this place hadn't completely become dust, but it was mire. And I feel like that our church world today, amen, is trying to operate in mire. Come on, help me. Whoa! But God's raising up a people, my friend. Thank God, that's going to pull her out. If we'll walk like we ought to walk, if we'll get a hold of God like God said to get a hold of Him, we're going to be able to bring it one more time. Amen. I'm talking about the move of God's Spirit. Amen. That'll move in His people. I believe God's going to help us to bring it back. Don't forget, we've all got to get a hold of the rope. I said, we've got to get a hold of the rope. Thank God. Hallelujah. We must get a hold of the rope. Does anybody catch me on what verse I stopped on? How's that? Number 7. Thank you. Is that where I stopped? All right. Now, Abimelech, the Ethiopian, one of the eunuchs which was in the king's house, heard that they had put Jeremiah in the dungeon. Don't you notice this? And the king then sitting in the gate of Benjamin, Abimelech went forth out of the king's house and speak to the king, saying, my lord, the king, these men have done evil in all that they have done to Jeremiah, the prophet, whom they have cast into the dungeon. And he is like to die of hunger in the place where he is. For there is no more bread in this city. Then the king commanded Abimelech, the Ethiopian, saying, take from thence 30 men with thee, and take up Jeremiah, the prophet, dungeon before he died. So Abimelech took the men which with him and went into the house of the king under the treasury and took his old cast claws and old rotten rags and let them down by cords. I want you to notice this. They didn't have much to work with. Come on. I said notice this very carefully. Amen. They went to get a job done. Let me tell you, if God gets a job done, He'll get it done to the poor, my friend. Thank God. Amen. Because the poor will hear the gospel. The poor will have the gospel. Hallelujah. I said if He gets it done, He'll get it done to the poor. They began to round up the rag. I would to God today that your grandpa ever you could get a hold of. Thank God to pull the church out of a pit. Amen. That it's in today that you grab something. Thank God. Get a hold of something. Amen. To lift the church. Amen. Back to its feet. One more time. You say, preacher, what are you talking about? What are you talking about? I'm talking about all over. You say we'll never be able to do it. Well, why don't we tell somebody? Why don't we show somebody? Why don't we help somebody? Then they'll help somebody. And then somebody else will help somebody. Thank God. Come on. How did this start? It started in a very small area in the beginning, in the early church. But it spread. Amen. I said it spread. Amen. And it kept spreading. Why? Because somebody worked with what they had to work with. Oh, yes. Come on. Help me a little now. Hallelujah, God. I said they worked. And these brothers went together and up some old rags. I don't suppose there's a cost here that looked anything like what they got to pick it up to get old Jeremiah out of the pit. I'm going to tell you, old Jeremiah's in the pit today. Come on. I said Jeremiah's in the pit. Bless God. Amen. In the church, come on. Church, we are the ones that's going to pull him out if he gets out. Thank God. Amen. Said get all these rags. Get all these old cloths. I want you to get Jeremiah out of the pit. Amen. Said he's down there. He hadn't got no water. He hadn't got anything but mire. Oh, my friend, that's about what the church world's got today. They've got nothing but a little mire. Thank God they're sinking. Because, amen, the Spirit of God has dried up, has drifted away, and it put the church in a dungeon. I meet preacher after preacher. Said, preacher, I don't know what's wrong with our church. Oh, we can't get a move of God. I just don't know what's wrong with it. We're going to gather up some rags. Come on. Amen. Going to gather up something. Get a hold of something. Say, preacher, I haven't got much. Bless God, give what you've got. Amen. Come on. I said, give what you got. You say, preacher, I never have done anything. I know it. You don't think you have. Now you notice this 30 men's name wasn't mentioned. Amen. Just only the king and the man that went down. Amen. With the 30 men. He told him what to do. But he had 30 men. Amen. To gather up the rags. Thank God. Let me tell you, their name wasn't mentioned in this. God will give you a name when you need a name. Come on. I said God will give you a name when you need a name. What we need to do is to lay hold of that rope today. Thank God. And hold on until God gives us a name. Hallelujah, Brother Johnny. Thank God. But the church is in mire today. Thank God. Jeremiah's in the bottom of the pit. God's just saying, church, go get him. Get him out. He's going to die. He's going to die. I tell you, if we don't do something, the church is going to die. Amen. It's drying up. Church is going to die. I'm saying God's church is not going to die. We got a lot of little churches that's barred down. It's going to die if we don't do something. Oh, you find churches here and there that's on fire. They're the ones that's looking for the rags, bless God. They're the ones that's picking up everything they can find. Hallelujah. And God's rewarding them because they have got a mind to reach in the pit. Thank God. And get the church out. He said, get them old rags. Get you a bunch of ropes. Get some cords. Amen. Come on, help me now. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. And if Abimelech the Ethiopian said unto Jeremiah, put now these old cast cloths. Come on, help me. Jeremiah, we're coming at you. We ain't got much to come with. Amen. Our name ain't never been mentioned. Only one man's name was mentioned. We've never been heard of. As far as the name, are you with me yet? A lot of folks want the name. Amen. Of being this and being that and being other. You can't have the name till you have the anointing. Come on. I said you can't have the name till you have the anointing. A lot of folks are holding the rope that needs anointing. Come on, church. I'm going to preach to you today. Hallelujah. Said, I want you to get them ropes. Amen. I want you to get these old rags. Thank God wrapped around them ropes and get them in the bottom of that pit. Hallelujah to God. Amen. Because I'm fixing to bring a prophet back to the top. Hallelujah. And he's going to prophesy to the same old king again. Thank God. And God's going to move. Amen. I said God's going to move. And they let those courts down. The old rags said, hey, Jeremiah. Jeremiah, get these rags under your arm. You got 30 men. Amen. It's standing on top of this hole. Hallelujah to God. And as soon as you get them rags under your arms, as soon as you get situated, we're going to bring you out. Amen. Come on. Now remember, these 30 men had never, their names were not mentioned. Old Jeremiah began to place them rags under his arms the best he could. Brother, and they began to pull him back to the top again. Thank God we've got him. Come on and help me. I'm going to tell you, I don't believe there's a one of them turn that rope loose. They said, yeah, we pulled him out of that mar. We get him out of that mar. Come on! He's going to pull these up. When we get him out of that mar, things are going to be different. Thank God. And they begin to pull him. And they got old Jeremiah back to the top. Thank God. Amen. And Jeremiah, when it's set, amen, in the gate of the court, amen, thank God, hallelujah, and he began to prophesy again unto the same old king. Let me tell you something, brother, we've got preachers today that are preaching again, amen, if the church was out of the pit that it's in. But their names wasn't mentioned. I said their names wasn't mentioned. Let me tell you, God's wanting us to do something today. We're going to do something right with this rope. We ain't through. I'm going to lay it out. So now, Jeremiah, go ahead to prophesy. Hallelujah! Amen. We got you out of the pit now. Amen. So just go to letting the hammer down on it. Thank God. And he began to prophesy again. But he didn't let up a bit either. Amen. He let her go just like he had. Now let me tell you something. Those 30 men, thank God, pulled him out of that mob. If one could chase 1,000, two could put 10,000 to flight. Brother, what about it today? Let me tell you, we're living below our privilege, Brother Johnny. We need to see this church world. Well, what's it going to take? It's going to take little, big, old, and young in Christ to do it. The preacher's not going to do it. Are you hearing me? I said the preacher's not going to do it by himself. Amen. The deacon's not going to do it by theirself. But Brother Larry, it's going to take everybody. Amen. You may not have nothing but rags to work with, but if you'll work, they'll get the job done. You hear me? Or you say, I just feel like that. I ain't worth nothing. Maybe you, maybe that you're some of them rags that's been in the closet for a long time. Just maybe it'll take you. Come on, help me now. Just maybe it'll take you, amen, to have what we need. Now, it's going to take you. Man, they wasn't going to let them ropes down there without them rags. Come on now. Hallelujah. But maybe we need to search the closet. cross himself shall be abased. Maybe we need to get in that humble group and go to hunting for the rags again. Come on. That we might pull this thing out of the pit that it's marred in. Oh yes, I'm going to shout whether you do or not. I know today, amen, that there's a group of people here that's rejoicing. Brother, we've got a whole wide world to work in. Many people that'll never know what you felt in this revival if you don't pull the church out of the pit it's in. Praise the Lord. Now bear with me. I didn't know it was warm until I got up here. Thought we had a cool day. Amen. They brought him back to the top. He began to prophesy again. Amen. Thank God we need more people. Amen. That'll obey God. More people that'll say yes to God. That's what we've got. Lord, if we don't stir them up, folks. Amen. I don't know who's going to stir them up. I'll say we'd better stir folks up in this hour we're living. Now, because if we don't, amen, the time is coming, my friend, when we can't. Amen. We all know this scripture here, the 17th chapter of Exodus, 11th verse. We find a man by the name of Moses. Moses. Amen. Joshua was fighting some battles, a man of war. But the time came, amen, that Moses give out. He just told his hands, he held them up, amen, with that rod until he couldn't hold them up no more. Amen. Thank God. Come on. I said he held them up till he couldn't hold them up no more. Amen. His hands began to come down. Amen. And when his hands had come down, the Amalekites would win. Thank God. And when they was up, Israel would win. Come on. Amen. The church would win. Don't you think there's something that we need to do? Oh my God, I wish I could paint this picture in you today that you'd find yourself in the closet looking for rags. Thank God to do something. Amen for the Lord. Oh, it's important today that we find what God has in store for. Oh, Moses' hands are dropped down. Amen. Beside, finally they got a stone. Amen. Aaron got a stone. And they set, oh, Moses upon that stone. And one of them got down on one side and one on the other. Amen. And they got him by the arms. Thank God. And they said, amen, we're gonna see that this battle goes through. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank God. Moses was the leader. But brother, they was working with the leader. Hear me. And they held his hands up and they prevailed over the enemy. Because there was somebody that was willing to be humble enough to help the man, amen, that had the vision. Come on, are you hearing me all right? Amen. Thank God. I said to help the man that had the vision, and they humbled themselves down enough to hold his hands up, believing in what that man was doing. Bless God. Hallelujah. Folks, let me tell you, God wants us to get a hold of ourselves. I know some people say, I just never was much to say anything. It seemed like that there wasn't any. I'm going to boil this on down after a while. I'm going to get very personal with it after a while. And there ain't nothing I can do. Oh, my Lord, help us. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Help us. If it's nothing else, dig a man's chariot aids out in a garbage can. Come on. Hallelujah. Amen. 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 Nothing I can do, preacher. Nothing I can do. Well, I tell you, amen, old Joshua won that battle, amen, because of a man that had the vision, amen, and two men that wasn't ashamed to work because they wasn't ahead. And they won it. I said they won it. Okay, Jeremiah's back out of the pit. He's prophesying because 30 men brought him out of the pit unnamed. Amen. Thank God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Thank God. My mind goes to a scripture in the New Testament. Amen. In the book, I believe it's the book of Mark, about the second chapter. There was a pause, a man that was sick. I want you to notice this. And Jesus, amen, was in a certain place. And they were some men that had an unction and an urge to see. Have you got an urge to see God work? How many's got an urge to see God work? Hold your hand up. And they had such an urge to see this man healed. Even though when they brought him, they said, well, you can't get him in. The devil said, you brought him. Amen, but that didn't stop it. Thank God they went up and tore the roof off. You know the Bible said, he never did tell their name, said just, they brought the man he was born of for. It's been the ruin of many of a church because they wasn't willing to get in the closet and look for rags a while. The first thing they wanted to be is to be the head. And if they couldn't be the head, they had nothing to work with. Nothing they could do. No way they could help out. But friends, if we'll go back to the closet one more time, thank God and get what we can to work with, use what we've got to work with, God will manifest His power once again in the church world. Don't forget, you can't turn loose of the rope and get it out of the pit. Come on. You must hold the rope, folks. Come on, I said you must hold the rope. When you can't do nothing else, please hold the rope. I'll never forget one time, my uncle was running some wild goats. He had to go wild. He had a big stout fella helping him. And they were down. He went down on a cliff. And it was so high, I wouldn't get 50 foot of it. Man, you could see the timber and you could see a river down below you and nothing else. And he got down to try to get this one certain goat off of a bluff. And he had this big stout fella up there holding him with a rope while he went down to lean out to try to lure a goat which would have jerked him off of the bluff. And the first thing I knew, that man had turned loose of the rope and got back up on the hill and got behind a tree. I'm appeared, that's what's happening today to a lot of folks that's been holding the rope. Thank God they've got out of heart, or they've got scared out, and they've just laid the rope down and hid. We'll never get this church out of the slump it's in. Amen. Said, let somebody else go ahead and do it. Amen. I never did say much. I'm kind of backward. I stay kind of down in the dumps all the time. It's time you're getting out of the dumps. It's time you're latching on that rope. Come on, I said it's time that you're latching on that rope and begin to pull for higher ground. Amen. Unless we latch on to that rope and hold that rope, we're not going to see any more done than what we see done. I remember Paul when he was led into the city of Damascus, blind. Amen. God had knocked him down on the road, spoke to him. Amen. Thank God, and spoke to Ananias, a man of God, to pray for that he's coming. Amen. He's coming. Thank God, he's coming in to pray for you, Saul. Amen. He's coming to pray for you. Amen. He laid his hands on him and began to pray for him, and his scales fell from his eyes. Hallelujah to God. And he arose. And the Bible said straightway in that city, he started preaching it. Amen. And the world didn't like it. They said, oh, Paul's going in the dungeon. No, that wasn't it. They laid away the gate. They said, we're going to kill him when he comes out. Amen. But the laid away was known to Paul. Thank God. But they were some disciples. Now help me. I said, don't mention their name. But there was a group of disciples that said, I'll tell you what we're going to do. Amen. Help me a little bit today. Thank God. Amen. I'll tell you what we're going to do. Amen. We're going to put Paul in a basket. Yeah. Yeah. And we're going to let him down over the wall. Those men got around and began to lift Paul over the basket, over the wall with the basket. Had not been for them, full men. Hear what I'm saying. set him down over the wall in a basket. Brother, when they did, he hit the ground preaching, thank God. Hallelujah. Come on. Amen. God wants us to know if we'll get a hold of the rope. Come on, help me. Let's, God, see if your hands will work. See if you got too much arthritis to get a hold of the rope today. Come on. Thank God. Amen. If it had not been for those disciples unnamed letting Paul over the wall, those churches that was established would have never been. Those books of the Bible that we cherish, those little books of the Bible that we cherish that Paul was the author of, we'd have never been able to read. Thank God, thank God. Come on, what are you saying, preacher? I'm telling you, if you ain't got a hold of the rope, you need to get a hold of the rope. I wish I could stand still and preach like some folks. Hallelujah! Come on, give God a wave offering. Well, but brother, because of that, thank God he come preaching to the Gentiles. Buddy, he got on our territory, Brother Tommy. Hallelujah, God. He began to preach to the Gentiles. Amen. Thank God people began to come to Christ. He fought this battle. He won this victory. Because somebody, Paul finished his course. Because somebody held a rope. Come on, help me. Brother Clyde, and they let him down. Said, we can't do much, but we got to get Paul out of this place. Oh, why don't you purpose in your heart, say to yourself today, I can't do much, but we got to get the church out of the mess it's in. Come on. Amen. Can't do very much, but we've got to get the church back on its feet. I don't care who's passing. I don't care what name it's got over the door. Amen. If it's a people of God, just pull it out. If you ain't got a hold of the rope, get a hold of the rope. Amen. Because of that, Paul preached here and there until one day in the book of 2 Timothy, the 4th chapter, 2nd verse, thank God, Paul said, I am now ready to be offered. Amen. The time of my departure is at hand. But he left something else. He said, Timothy, I want you to get a hold of this rope. Come on! Thank God. Timothy, I want you to get a hold of that rope. The same rope that led me over the wall. Not in those words, but that's what he's saying. He said, be instant, Timothy. Thank God, I'm going to give you this chart. Be instant in season and out of season. Reprove and rebuke with all long-suffering and doctrine. For the time will come that they won't hear into your sound doctrine. It's already come. That's the reason the church is in the pit. Amen. Because people turned their back on God and wouldn't heed the word of God. And therefore they said, away with it, brother. Thank God, but he's going to have a church anyhow. I said he's going to have a church anyhow. My God, if I ever felt a need of holding that rope, I feel it today. I feel the need of holding. Amen. The cords. Thank God that pulled old Jeremiah out of the pit. Amen. Under the law. I feel need of holding on to the rope that left Paul over the wall. Come on. There ain't no place to turn loose. Brother, get in the car to get to scratching like a setting hen with a dozen chickens. Come on. Some of you folks may want to get a hold of this rope when I don't know before it's over with. Amen. Said Timothy, be instant in season, out of season, in well-doing or bad-doing or, amen, any estate you may be in. Paul said, I've learned to be content in whatsoever estate that I've been found in. Bless God, hallelujah. I'll tell you, old Paul didn't cease to have a hold of that rope, saying, bless God, I'm going to leave some churches. I'm going to leave some churches. Hallelujah, God, that will have the fire. I'm going to leave the churches that will have the gifts. I'm going to leave some churches that will have the power. Amen. Even to raise the dead, brother. Thank God. Let me tell you something. Unless the church gets a hold of the rope in these last days, the quicker you get a hold of the rope, the quicker we're going to see revival. I said the quicker you get a hold of the rope, the quicker we're going to see revival. Far too long have we slumped down and said we can't do it. Oh, I feel it now. Thank God. Why don't you rise up, amen, against that devil today, amen, like a giant, and make him look like a grasshopper. Little David, Samuel 16, read about a little boy. He wasn't David yet. Little boy, Jesse's youngest son. And God spoke to Samuel and said, Samuel, I want you to go down and I want you to anoint to Jesse's house. And I want you to anoint me a prophet. Come on. Amen. He went down to Jesse's house. Jesse had a bunch of sons, so he got the oldest and he named his name. He got the next and named his, and about two or three names he named. And then he quit naming. And then he comes on down. Amen. Did he run all of his sons by him? And when Jesse talked about little David over the bow, hear what I'm saying. Some of you think you're gonna have to have a title before you get to anointing. Jesse called him a little boy. Said, I got just a little boy over there keeping the sheep. He didn't have no name yet. Come on. Hallelujah. Amen. And the next time that God spoke about it, he called him a he. Amen. The first was, I quoted there, was in the 11th verse. The next in the 12th verse. Amen. In the 12th verse, God spoke, amen, to Samuel. And he said, that's he. That's him. He didn't give him no name at all. And the Bible said that when Samuel anointed David, thank God, the Spirit of the Lord came upon him. And he was called David. I said, God called him David in this passage of Scripture. Thank God. Amen. He got a title name from God, a recognition in this. But the Bible said the anointing of the Lord came upon him. Don't you think if we all had the anointing, we might have a different title? God's been after me for this for a long time, and I tell you, I feel just like that I'm climbing a mountain. I've been wanting to climb and just about to the top of it. Hallelujah. Thank God. If I could, oh, Brother Tommy, you know we're having a time of getting up hold of the rope. Bless God, but we're working on it. Come on. I said we're working on it, and we're going to keep working on it. We're going to go with that anointing in our church when it comes. Because we're looking for that anointing. I don't care who it comes to. If it comes out of the man that's in the closet, hot and rags, bless God, let her come. Say, preacher, you're crazy. I may be, but I feel good. Come on, praise God today. I tell you, little David got his title. And brother, he proved his point. Let me tell you, we may be the least, and we may be unnamed, but if you'll stand in the gap to make up the hedge, one day you're going to know that God's going to reward you. Hallelujah. And he's going to bring you out, brother. Here's a brother that's quiet. I don't even really know his name. One of these days he's going to kick about half the chairs over in front of him, and maybe today. Hallelujah. Somebody, amen, in this audience that God's going to move for today. Hallelujah. I said, I feel in my spirit that there's somebody that God's going to loose from where they've been. Could be you could get a name today. Could be that you'd get a name. All right. We're going to go on. Acts chapter 9, verse 25. We read here in Acts where that James was killed with a sword. And because it pleased the people, amen, they proceeded further to take Peter. And the Bible said when they had apprehended him, they put him in prison. Kept him in prison, bound with chains, two chains in between two soldiers. Praise God. Bound. Come on. I want you to notice something with me now. Only Mary's name was mentioned. Mother of John Mark. Only her name was mentioned. They were gathered at that house. But the Bible said prayer was made in the church without ceasing. Yes. Called them the church here. Amen. Come on. No title name at all. Just called them the church. You may never wear a title name in this world, but if you're a hold of the rope, you're in good shape. Come on. I said if you're a hold of the rope, I want to drive this home to you. If you're a hold of the rope of deliverance, thank God you are in good shape. Let me tell you, we've played church too long. Somebody said, I don't know what to do, preacher. I'll tell you what to do. Amen. Sticky face. Thank God in a carpet or in the dust or in something. And if God's not moving in church, bless God, go in the closet and pray till they think you're dying. Oh, come on. Thank God you get a little tension that way. Just stay and pray. Amen. Your church decides you're going to die. Amen. Thank God. Come on. Hallelujah. We need to get the tension of a lukewarm, backslidden, marred down church world. We need the attention of it. Come on. Somebody said God will have to perform a miracle. He can't perform a miracle through a valley of dry bones. Amen. He can't perform a miracle where there's no anointing. I said he can't perform a miracle where there is no anointing. God can only perform miracles to the people of God that's really got their hands on the rope. But this church was praying for Peter without ceasing. Oh, and at midnight, amen, the angel of God came in that prison. Come on. My Lord, hallelujah, amen, came in that prison. Why did he come? The Bible said Peter was asleep. Bless God, but there's somebody, brother, that had a hold of the rope, bless God. They had a hold of the rope. Amen. Somebody had a hold of the rope. The Bible said the church. What do you think about it? Could you be glad to say, I'm of the church? I'm of the body. Come on. You feel like your body? Raise your right hand, will you? I'm in the body of Christ. I'm in the body of Christ. That's a big word. If we're not holding the rope, bless God, we're not in the body of Christ. I said if we're not holding the rope, we're not in the body of Christ. But if we're holding the rope, amen, we're in the body of Christ. And we're ready to have a good word and work, and God will move. Don't have to get a hold of the rope, though. Come on, I said you're going to have to grab the cord. Hallelujah. Don't be afraid. Come on, I said you can't be afraid. Sister Emily, you ought to hold that same old rope that you held for years and keep pulling. Somebody said it'll never happen. Bless God. I'll say it will happen when you... I'm telling you what's wrong. There are a lot of senses. Too many people turn loose of the rope. They said, bless God, if they can have it, let them have it. Oh, come on, help me a little. And I'll tell you what, the church is going to have it all right. Bless God, but people are not willing to get their hands on that rope and hold that rope are not going to have it. If we follow God, we're going to have our hands on the cord of deliverance for the church. Oh, somebody said, Those folks don't like me much anyway. Why should I care? Why should I pray? Why should I cry, Brother Tommy? Why should I pray for old Brother Tommy Beast? Amen. I don't know him that well. Why should I pray for him? Amen. I don't know. He preaches pretty hard. I think he ought to be put in the Dutch. Amen. But while that's going on, there's somebody in the church world that's got their hands on the rope, and they're ready to pull every minister up. I want to thank God before you people and my God in heaven that I've always been willing to pull the rope that people were sinking on the end of. I want to stay that way. That's the reason I'm happy. Amen. Somebody said, well, if so-and-so had talked about me like I've had to come and say, if so-and-so had talked about me like they have you, I'd never go back. I said, bless God, I'm going back. I gotta go back. I gotta go back. Amen. I remember my young Christian days when I first started out playing a little old $5 guitar. They said, man, there's been some folk talking about you. If you know days, there's supposed to be church-going folks that they, if you know how they talked about you, you wouldn't go back. I said, I'm going back. Amen. I felt something there that made me want to go back. Amen. I feel like there's somebody that I'm going to be able to pull out. Pull up. Brother Tommy, I'd go back. I remember very well one night in one of those deals we were having, meeting in an old dwelling house. Amen. And hot fire in the stove. Power of God moved in that place. That night moved on me. I lost my little old guitar. I wound up under an old iron bed still. Iron bed. Thank God. Amen. Blessed all over. Then folks looking at me and say, if I was you, I wouldn't go. Oh, come on, help me preach. Bless God, I'll go. I said, I'll go. I'm going to hold that rope, Brother Brown. I don't care what the devil says. I'm going to pull everybody out of the pit that I can pull out. Thank God. And when he says, well done, I'm going home to be with God. Hallelujah. And because they need somebody. What are you going to do, preacher? I'm going to keep doing. I'm going back. I'm going back. Those people were good people, but they didn't have enough discernment to know whether I was the devil or of God. I've been called a devil a lot of times, but a lot of people didn't stop me. I don't intend for it to stop me now. I tell you what, you call me a devil, it'll be just like pouring water on a duck's back. Amen. It'll flow off faster than you can pour it on. I know. I said, I know. Do you know? Hallelujah. Glory. That same people, it wasn't but a few trips till that same people was getting just exactly what I was getting. Amen. My God, brother. Amen. I know that I didn't do it, but I know God done it. I knew I couldn't turn loose of the rope. The pastor of that church had tried to cancel appointments he had with preachers to get me to come. I wouldn't let him do it. He's offered to several times. I said, man, you can't do that. Even let those poor priests do what you said you'd do. Amen. Do you think you're on the losing side today? Come on. Do you think you're on the losing side? You're on the winning side. If you hold the rope. If you need to hold the rope, you're on the losing side. You hear what I'm saying? If you ain't a hold the rope, you're on the losing side. Praise God. I said you're on the losing side unless I want you to get this with me. Unless you're a hold of the rope that's going to deliver this church world back into a revival. Thank God you better hold on. If you're not a hold, you better get a hold. Because Jesus is fixing to come back. And he's coming after people. Amen. That has made their step ready. And if we're not holding that rope, I guarantee you that we're not going to be any help in this day that we're living. Praise God. Amen. Old Paul was delivered. Peter was delivered. Amen. God's working. He's working through unnamed disciples. Now, help me a little bit. Amen. I said he's working through unnamed disciples. All of this is happening through unnamed disciples. Amen. We see another scripture where There's a little lad one day that brought, he came, amen, and brought 5 loaves and 2 little old fish. Brother Lazarus, now won't you shut up the other day? All he had, but you know, I don't know how you feel. I feel like probably that little old boy that day is the only one that had to hold a rope. None of the rest didn't take anything. Praise God! Now you feel about however you want to. Bless God, and Jesus looked around at the disciples. Amen. Said, don't send them away hungry. Just feed them. Oh, they said, Master, 2 pennies worth of bread won't never do this. Amen. 5,000 men and women besides the children, I suppose. And they said, it won't never do it. Well, he said, what have you got? And I could see a lot of them wanting to hold the rope, begin to look at one another and say, I don't have anything. He heard nothing. But somehow or another, this lad went there a hold of the rope that day. Amen. And they said, somebody said, I know a little lad here that's got 5 fish and 5 loaves and 2 fishes. They said, have him bring them here. Hallelujah! That little old boy that holds the rope went up there with the loaves and the fish. He didn't know what he brought them for. Here they are. Hallelujah. Come on. Praise God. And the Bible said that Jesus blessed it, and then he gave it to the disciples, and they give it to the multitude. Amen. And they all eat and were filled. Well, hallelujah. Come on, I said somebody had a hold of the rope at the proper time, folks. Thank God, don't you turn the rope loose. Amen. It don't matter what the devil says, what the devil tries to do. Don't you turn the rope loose. Amen. I'm going to straighten this rope out. I wished I had a 40-foot rope. I'd like to. I didn't have it, or I'd have had it here. Amen. I want you to start coming today, and as many that can, get a hold of this rope. Amen. If you want to hold the rope, I want you to get a hold. Crowd in. All of you that can, keep coming. Praise God. If you just have to get a hold with one hand, that's all right. But get a hold of this rope. Thank God. We're going to pray. Amen. If you can't get a hold of the rope, lay your hand on somebody that's got a hold of the rope. Amen. Get behind somebody that's got a hold of it. Go on, Brother Hill. Amen. We're at a time when we need folks. Amen. A hold of the rope. Now, I want to say something before we pray. Just a minute. Haven't you feel like it's a hold of this rope that you've never had anything that you could do in a church? You felt like you never had anything that you could possibly do in a church. Well, if you feel that way, I want you to get a hold of this rope before it's over. Because you can hold the rope when you can't do nothing else. Bless God. And if you've never been a hold of the rope, I want you to get a hold of the rope today to where you'll know, thank God, that God is on the other end of the rope. I'm going to pray for everybody to hold the rope. Now to hold the rope, tell somebody that's out there. God in heaven, we're coming to you. God, we're believing you for America today. God, that you will search the ends and hearts, God, of this people. My God, help them with their capability, Lord, to know, God, that they'll hold the rope. God, that you'll move in their midst. Come on, I said, hold the rope. Thank God, that he'll help you. Oh, but your uneloquent speech, amen, talk about it anyway. You may stimmer, but tell somebody. Yes, pull the church out of the power once again. Oh, my friend, God won't you, come on now. Some of you feels like grasshopper. You feel like you never could do nothing. You feel like you could never do nothing in a service. You hold a key in your hand. You hold a key in your hand if you're holding the rope. If you're not holding the rope, bless God, you're just not in the thing. Hold the rope. Come out. Thank God. Oh, my friend. Just one more time. See our church, wherever you're at, whatever church you're in. Just one more time. See our church fall out of the mire. Thank God. And set free. God, everyone that's a hold of this rope today, God, let us use this as a point of contact. God, that they will surrender their heart. God, to be a bold soldier. God, to come boldly to the throne of grace. God, that they will qualify, God, for your service. Lord, but not having recognition. God, that they'll be faithful without recognition, that they'll go forward. Praise God. I said, Lord, that they'll go forward without recognition. God, let special strength come into the hearts of these men and women that feel they haven't got anything to do. Lord, as they grasp this rope today in their hands, Lord, is a token, God, that we need to grasp your presence.